Good morning, friends. It is Monday, the 15th of December in the year of our Lord, 2025. I am Anna Grace Lugband, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I fix my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. And I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. We're praying this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today is coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35. So hear now the word of the Lord. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give away. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be open and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. But no lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now consider this. Isaiah's words in chapter 35 paint a vibrant picture of joy and hope. It's a vision where life bursts forth from unexpected places, and all of creation sings with gladness. Even the desert and the wilderness, the places that we might consider barren and lifeless, are caught up in the symphony of renewal. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. This language reminds me of a phenomenon that I witnessed once when I was traveling to California, a super bloom. A super bloom occurs when a unique combination of extremely dry and rainy seasons causes dormant wildflower seeds that are built up over time to germinate and to bloom all at once. Now, what was supposed to look like a barren landscape of dark brown and light brown was bursting forth with life and color when I visited. Now, it's important to note what is happening here. It's not the obliteration of what is bad and broken or the dismissal of it, but it is actually the transformation of it. Burning sands, as we read in Isaiah 35, these places of pain become pools of healing. Thirsty ground, places of longing, become bubbling springs of refreshment. In the haunts where jackals lay, places of death become places of life. Joy bursts forth precisely in the places that seem the most barren, the most broken, and the most in need of it. This text comes with a message of hope regarding these places. They will be renewed and transformed. Now, too often times we think that redemption means starting completely over, wiping the slate clean. But biblical redemption is not about obliterating what was broken. It's about redeeming it, recognizing its potential, and believing in the possibility of renewal beyond what is immediately observable. In Isaiah's prophecy, it is not the strong or self-sufficient who lead in the rejoicing. Instead, joy springs forth from those who are carrying some level of weakness or need. The fearful, the feeble, the blind, the deaf, the lame, and the mute. And then a highway appears, the way of holiness. And this highway isn't for everyone. Only the redeemed will walk there. To redeemed inherently means having been in need of rescue and restoration. Now, I love the interplay of redemption and holiness here. Holiness is not about perfection or rule following or striving. It is about welcoming the transforming grace of God in our lives. It is His redemption, not our own performance or behavior, that qualifies the redeemed to walk on this path or on this highway of holiness. Then Isaiah continues to prophesy, and he says that everlasting joy will crown their heads. Imagine being overtaken by gladness so profound that sorrow and sighing completely vanish. This reminds me in Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, where this hope is echoed. The word of God says, "Behold, I am making all things new." Not some things new or most things new, but all things made new. Every place of pain, suffering, grief, and loss will be made new in the age to come. This is the scope of God's redemptive work. Nothing will be left untouched by it. And it is from that reality that our joy will burst forth. Here are some response prompts for you to consider. Do you have any places that you are longing for renewal or transformation? 2, what would it look like for you to bring those before God today, trusting that He promises to make all things new? Let's pray together. Lord, we come before You and just acknowledge our need for You. Even as I was reading that chapter from Isaiah, just felt in me this deep longing for those places of pain and barrenness and brokenness that I see in my own life and in the lives of people who I love to be transformed into places of life and healing and restoration. And so, Lord, we thank You that this is something that you have promised will happen in Scripture. And Lord, we want to ask that we would receive whatever measure of transformation you're willing to bring. We want to receive that here and now. And at the same time, we long for the day when all things are made new, when all things are made right, and all things are transformed by your love and your goodness and your kindness and your mercy. We ask this in your name. Amen. I'll invite Hannah to lead us in a time of singing and look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
Hey, good morning, everyone. We're going to be singing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, which is number 8 out of our Great Redeemer's Praise. And just like the past few days, invite you to take whatever posture of worship you need for these next few moments. And then wherever you are, sing this out.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will see you tomorrow.